Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, with the Lord's help, we will conclude this message I've entitled The Cleansing of Our Blood, looking at a very interesting scripture found in Job, the 3rd chapter, verses 20 and 21, which declares, "But Judah, which is praise, shall dwell forever, and Jerusalem, the city of peace, from generation to generation, for, the Lord says, I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion." This passage tells us that Judah, Jerusalem, shall endure forever from generation to generation because the Lord who dwells in Zion is going to do something. He's going to cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed. And another sort of a parallel passage found in Isaiah, the 4th chapter, verses 3 and 4, which again refers to all of God's people because ultimately, beloved, we're headed for the new Jerusalem, the heavenly city, that beautiful city that shall come down from heaven and be placed upon the earth in the new heaven and the new earth. And there the word of the Lord says, "It shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion and he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy, even everyone that is written among the living in Jerusalem." Listen to this now. "When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem." Of course, that's referring, you can't purge the blood of a city. You purge the blood of its inhabitants. "When I shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and the spirit of burning." And in preceding broadcasts, I've shared, what does that mean? God is washing away the filth. He's purging the blood. He's washing away the filth of the soul realm. He's cleansing our minds, our desires, our reaction, bringing to the surface, if you will, so we can ask for forgiveness, to cry out for deliverance. Judgment, as we know, that spirit of judgment refers to a verdict, favorable or unfavorable, that is pronounced judicially. It's a formal decree, and that is pronounced, it is spoken. And so by the spirit of judgment, by that the word of the Lord which dwells in our mouth, we can speak forth that spirit of judgment because we're speaking the word and the will of the Lord. The spirit of burning refers to the Holy Ghost fire that is cleansing us. He says, He will cleanse us by the spirit of burning. And that judgment, of course, the whole world ultimately is going to be cleansed and purged and destroyed or cleansed by fire, if you will. But he starts at the house of the Lord. And so he is delivering us, those who are poor and needy, those the meek of the earth. He is doing this wonderful work. And as I was sharing on yesterday's broadcast, I closed by sharing a fascinating story, if you will, of a born-again spirit-filled hematologist who could tell by the study of one drop of blood whether a person was spirit-filled or not. He said there's a golden hue about that drop of blood that's simply not around other people's blood that are not saved or baptized in the Holy Spirit. And while we're sort of on a scientific bent, I'd like to share a little bit about the pineal gland, or pineal gland, P-I-N-E-A-L gland. It's a pea-sized vestigial organ underneath the brain of human beings and most other vertebrates. While science is not totally certain of its function, they believe it plays a role in a variety of important body functions, including certain reproductive processes. The thing that is most known about it, and is most well known, I guess you'd say, is that this gland secretes a hormone called melatonin. And this is the gland that responds to light. In most amphibians, birds, fishes, and reptiles, this gland is located at the back of the head, just beneath the skin. And it responds directly to the light that penetrates the skin. However, in humans, the information about light in the environment is obtained by means of nerve pathways in the eyes. Makes me think of that wonderful scripture, if your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light. The pineal gland secretion of melatonin keeps, for the animal kingdom, it keeps that animal timed to its environment. It keeps track of the changing day lengths, and that's important for breeding cycles, if you will, so the offspring will have a chance to survive their first winter. And some researchers have gone on to suggest a connection between melatonin levels and certain mental illnesses. The gland, in many cases, seems to just lie dormant, but perhaps, if you will, the cleansed blood becomes a light source when certain conditions are wrought in us spiritually and physically. And beloved, when our blood is being cleansed by the Lord, when that blood hits that gland, if you will, there's new spiritual perception, new hearing and seeing, if you will. Think about this. The Christian life begins by hearing. Isn't that right? You heard the gospel. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But beloved, while it starts there, it culminates or reaches its perfection in seeing. And beloved, seeing is accomplished by light. Hallelujah. If your eye is single, beloved, your whole body, Jesus said, will be full of light. We shall be like him, glory, for we shall see him as he is. Remember that passage in Job 42 and 5? He says, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, now mine eye seeth thee. Beloved, I believe that as God does this work in our lives, as he cleanses our blood, we're going to have a spiritual eyesight, if you will, of spiritual seeing that will enable us to see the things the Father is doing, just as Jesus. And as the sons of God, we also will do likewise. Beloved, I'm preaching about the manifested sons of God, no male or female in Christ. Beloved, this is a spiritual process that is accomplished by the Lord. We just have to be willing. Amen. God doesn't go against our will. We have to be receptive. We have to desire to cooperate. Beloved, your spiritual senses are being sharpened, and we will see and hear things that others simply don't see or hear. Jesus is, didn't he say, I am the resurrection and the life? Beloved, resurrection means standing upright, the gathering of faculties. Figuratively, it's a moral recovery of spiritual truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You remember Ezekiel? He was told, speak to the dry bones, and then he spoke to the winds to blow and prophesy, let the breath of God to bring those bones, to put flesh on the bones that they could stand upright and have life. Beloved, our cleansed blood is going to bring us, I believe, into resurrection power. It will wake us up. Arise, shine, beloved, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. It's like being raised from the dead, beloved. We are being changed by the power of God from glory to glory. Let's go back to Joel 2 and 30. He was talking about he would show wonders in the heavens and the earth. What are those signs and wonders? What is Joel talking about in that second chapter, verse 20? Praise God. He's talking about signs. You know, he's talking about a day of darkness, of gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Hallelujah. We're talking about the signs. Let me turn over to that 30th verse. wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Hallelujah. What wonders? The blood, fires, pillars of smoke. It's the cleansed blood of God's redeemed people. And the fires and the pillars of smoke, I believe that refers to God's glory, His manifest presence. Remember, that's how it was seen on Mount Sinai when Moses was there ready to go up into His presence. Beloved, what does Isaiah, the 4th chapter, verse 5 say? A beautiful passage. The Lord and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion. Beloved, that means you're not going to be left out. Are you desiring to dwell on Mount Zion? Well, there's going to be upon your dwelling place and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense. Praise God. If that doesn't give you goosebumps, glory. Just as the plagues did not enter Goshen where the children of Israel were, so the Psalm 91 promises you and I, beloved, sister, brother, He's going to deliver us from the noisome pestilence that walketh in darkness. His light is going to consume it. The destruction that wasteth at noonday, no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. Remember when Israel obeyed the word of the Lord through Moses, before they were led out of Egypt, they sacrificed the Passover lamb, representative of the spotless Son of God, Jesus, the Lamb of God. That Passover blood was applied to the lintels, and as they went out and were led out of Egypt, there was not one feeble among them, the scriptures say. There were not just the young, there were the ancient, the ages. Beloved, the word of the Lord says to you, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but His glory shall be seen upon thee. Gentiles shall come to thy light, and king to the brightness of thy rising. Ezekiel 36 and 33 says, and I'm going to share the scripture in closing, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in your cities, and the waste places shall be builded, and the desolate land shall be tilled. Beloved, this is our inheritance. This is what is our inheritance. This is what is before us. Beloved, if that isn't a cause for rejoicing, I don't know what is. For the Lord is going to cleanse our blood that He has not cleansed, and because the Lord dwells in Zion. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. It's been a blessing to minister this teaching. There's a lot of deep stuff here, and may the Lord give us revelation furthermore on it. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,